This episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by All Star Vacation Homes. And, you know, when you want to go to Walt Disney World and you don't want to be cramped into a little small hotel room, well, All Star Vacation Homes is the right place for you. In fact, imagine this. You're inviting your parents to come down with you, right? You want to make it a multi-generational trip. You want your children to have fun in the Magic Kingdom with your parents, just like you had fun with them. But you know what? You really don't want to sleep in the same room as your parents, or your kids for that matter. And getting multiple rooms, well, that gets expensive really quickly, right? Plus, you got to be near each other and coordinating. Who wants to deal with all that? Solution is All Star Vacation Homes. They've got amazing houses that can accommodate even just you and your family, or large groups. Heck, it can even support a touringplans.com research trip in one house. Literally, it has. It's a proven fact. And there's just so many choices, so much variety, in fact, with All Star Vacation Homes. Check them out right now at allstarvacationhomes.com.
This is Walt Disney World Today. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
It's Friday, November 7th, 2014, and this is episode 1419 of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com and RoyalCaribbeanBlog.com. Joining me on today's show, Len Testa, co-author of the Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World, and he's also the host, in fact, of the Disney Dish with Jim Hill podcast. Welcome to the show, Len.
How's it going, Matt?
Outstanding.
1 month to reunion.
As I was reading the date, I was thinking, oh, it's a month of reunion.
Yeah, I'm very excited. We've got a lot of fun stuff planned. In fact, I just listened to the Spaceship Earth audio yesterday. Somebody had pinged me for it. It's hysterical. But the funniest part was right before we sang Tomorrow's Child.
Yeah.
The stuff where we just ad-libbed the comments about the film that they do with the little cartoon clips.
Yeah.
Those were hysterical, what we all came up with.
Yeah, like, I love that. I have not listened to it in a really long time. And you know what? I'm going to wait for the actual meet now because I want to be able to not remember any of it. It'll be great. Also joining us on today's show, the fabulous Annette Owens, a manager at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome to the show, Annette.
Hey, busy times here, getting ready for reunion, but excited.
Yeah, it'll be fun to get down there and see everybody again and get to experience all these new things. Man, lots changed in Disney World since last reunion. So
isn't that always the case?
It's true, especially these couple of years. It seems like, you know, there were a couple of years in the middle there where, you know, they hadn't really done a whole lot, and it was, you know, the parks themselves were fairly, not stagnant, but there wasn't major changes. And boy, the last couple of years, it's like night and day difference going on. But it'll be fun. It'll be great to be able to get down there and see everyone. And it's almost here. It's funny because, you know, we start talking about this stuff in like March and stuff, planning, and we're like, nah, we got time. And then it's like October, and it's like, nah, we got time. And here it is.
Yeah. So, yeah. It'll be crowded, though, I got to say. I think this is the first year it's been like totally sold out during that weekend. So it's going to be interesting. It's hard to find a room right now.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Well, on today's show, we're going to be talking about making your trip a little extra special at Walt Disney World. Because, you know, often on this podcast, we get emails and questions and phone calls during our live shows about, you know, they're going down for a special occasion. They want to do something a little more special. Maybe it's an anniversary. Maybe someone's proposing. Maybe it's a honeymoon. And it's a really common question. And, you know, it's a really hard one to answer a lot of times because everything's special to different people. But we wanted to tie it in, actually, because this episode was inspired by our own Annette Owens. Because Annette, for those of you who may not have known, recently got engaged.
She's betrothed.
Betrothed, that's right. I got quite a dowry for her, Len, might I add.
Exactly.
Really? Yes.
Sheep, oxen.
Sheep and...
Let's not tell how much I'm worth, please.
No, are you kidding? That's a lot.
Is it a lot?
We're rich men now. I mean, by the standards of East Africa 1,000 years ago, we're rich. But, you know, whatever, rich.
I had no idea that's how it worked. It went to my podcast buddies. That's great.
So congratulations, of course, Annette.
Well, thank you.
And so this kind of inspired us again because Annette was engaged at Walt Disney World. And, you know, being engaged in Walt Disney World, you had a little experience in how you can plus things up here. So let's talk about a little bit about that and how our listeners, if they're looking to, again, have something a little special be done on their trip, how that can work for them.
Yeah, well, I have to start by saying I've done lots of engagements, special birthday parties, all sorts of stuff over the years with Disney. And in the parks, some things have been no cost. You know, I've been there to facilitate, like your engagement.
Yes.
There's been other times where I've had big, elaborate, you know, go out on the Grand and rent the yacht, and they do it out there. Special birthday parties and events. But this was the first time that it happened to me. So it was kind of one of those where now I can tell you it is kind of cool to have that special memory, you know, where, you know, in your favorite place to vacation.
So let's start, I guess, maybe with your story, and then we'll kind of break out from there. Tell us about how it happened, because I know a lot of people always want to hear that story. Anyway, it's always fun. And
oh, you
know,
how poor did guys. This is such a girl thing to ask, and you guys are asking. Right now, the guys listening to the podcast are probably going,
This is all Len and I talk about, I'll have you know.
Oh, really? It's because you got the sheep.
If we were going to get engaged, how would we get engaged again? Yeah.
Just every text message, again. Every day. That's all we talk about.
Oh, we screwed it up. Is that what you're saying? I've got to say, Tracy really hit the ball out of the park.
Okay. So all proper fairy tales began with Once Upon a Time, Annette. Once Upon a Time.
Oh, go ahead. Once upon a time.
No. I say it the right way. Once upon a time.
Oh, I feel like you're doing the Great Ship Earth again. Oh, my goodness.
Once upon a time. Good.
Go.
I met my prince.
Once upon a time, there was a prince named
Tracy.
No,
we actually, Tracy came down to visit for food and wine for the weekend. I thought we were just down for food and wine. So it's really hard to pull one over on me in Disney because I do this for a living. But he's only been to Disney 3 times. So that's one thing I want to point out. Just because you're novice going to Disney.
3 times last week.
Doesn't mean that you can't pull something off, you know, a little bit of research, which always happens with engagements or special occasions, special birthdays, that kind of thing. Knowing who to call a lot of times is the right, that helps. So we spent the day in the park and unbeknownst to me, I got an invite while we were sitting in Germany and we're eating dinner in the beer garden and yes, I ordered the large beer, not the small beer. I should not be such a novice because that's a two-handed beer mug.
Is it really?
Well, when you've got little hands like mine, yes, it's humongous. Okay. So as I'm drinking the beer, over comes the invite for a dessert party.
And how was it delivered?
It was delivered by cast member, but it was beautiful. It's a keepsake, just a gorgeous invitation delivered to Tracy and myself, asking us to come meet an event guide over in Italy. And knowing what I know, I'm like, it's food and wine. They don't do a lot of events. This is odd. So then your mind starts playing. And of course, he's a really good liar because.
Like all men?
He's like, well, which one of your Disney friends would do that?
He's a man. I would have been like, let's not go. I'd have been like, come on, let's do something else.
Before that, I had already said, let's skip Illuminations and go to the pool. So don't you know he was freaking out? I'm trying to go to the pool.
I totally would have been like, yeah, let's go to the pool. And then the philosopher figured out something.
Yeah, but no. So we get the invite. And so I'm like, oh, this is really kind of special. Oh, somebody's wanting to do something special. But I never thought it was him. I kind of thought, you know, Maybe Becky's doing something, you know, several of my friends. So we go over to Italy, and as we're walking over, I look, and I'm like, okay, there's no dessert party on the island. There's only other one place for this to be. Mm-hmm. It's upstairs on the balcony in Italy. And a lot of people don't know where this is because you don't see people up there that often. It's
Romeo,
right over by the wine merchant. There's little stairs, and you go up. Well, still, I'm blonde or something because I'm completely clueless. I'm like, oh, sweet. We're like, nice little romantic moment up here. This is cool. They come out with champagne. Again, I'm clueless. I really don't think he's done this because I can't imagine that he would even have known where to start. So we get up there, and we're taking selfies. So we're doing the champagne glasses and I am doing, hey, we're king and queen of the world. And we're taking pictures of everybody walking by. And he goes, why don't you put the umbrellas down? Because it was raining that night. So I put down the umbrellas and I put down the champagne. And when I turn, he's down on one knee. So I can't tell you what he said because I don't remember. The only thing I remember is
something like, hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
I totally like you.
Yeah, I did you. I mean,
may have worked for you.
Look, if we're seeing each other.
The only thing I remember is him saying I asked Allie for her permission. So so he asked my daughter if it was okay.
That's nice. At least the shit he asked one of your kids, right? The other ones are probably like,
one out of three ain't bad.
Out of three. Yeah.
Well, Allie had already said previously, if you're going to ask my mom, second time around, the youngest daughter has to give permission.
What is this? Is this a rule from the old country? What? is this if they do it back in like Eastern Europe? Is that?
I don't know. This is. Have you met Allie? Yes, you have. Allie. This is just her. So she said that. So he did. He asked. So that's all I remember him saying. And then I don't remember anything else. The amazing thing is the one thing she had asked other than ask me for permission first was if it's not going to be around us, I want to have pictures of it so we can see it. So he had taken care of having a photographer there to take pictures.
On the balcony with you?
The photographer wasn't even on the balcony. He was down below taking pictures up.
Doing the Romeo moment. Okay, all right.
Yes. So the whole entire proposal is actual proposal, and I'm clueless thinking that the bright light on us is just normal. I didn't know that it probably was a floodlight so they could get a picture. Now looking back, I see all sorts of things differently in my head going, you know, amazing how they worked that out, knowing that I know what I know. So even though I know how Disney pulls stuff off, I still got caught in the surprise, which
let's talk about.
I think it's amazing
how things get pulled off. So how do you? Let's start with the balcony. How does one get that happening?
And interestingly enough, it's all about calling this one magical number. Disney event groups, and I'm going to give their number. And if you want to put it in the show notes, it's 321-939-4648, and you call them, and you get someone in a call center who's going to take your information down, whether it be I'm wanting to have a 5-year-old birthday party, I'm wanting to decorate a room and have a cake in the room and do a couple special things. It can be a dessert party. It could be a private little – there's some tables over in the UK. There's the balcony. You could do engagements or anniversary celebrations there. So you start off by telling them kind of what it is you're celebrating and giving them some ideas. But they'll get creative back with you to help you figure out what it is. Because with Disney, there's very few limits as long as you got pockets. So you go with the sky high, you find out how much it costs, and then you go, haha, now for what I've got budget-wise, what can we do? You know? So you start there. Then they forward your information on to a service manager who then starts the nitty-gritty planning with you. Like the balcony, there's a fee involved for renting that. Photographer, really? Obviously, there's a fee and there's the money involved in doing that. There's some things that are pretty small in cost. We've talked about several times on the show some romantic ideas you can do for proposals or anniversary gifts or whatever. They actually help coordinate carriage rides with proposals. They can also help with room decorations. So you want to go out to the park for the day and then come back and have your 6-year-old's birthday party in the room. They can have a cake in the room and the room completely decorated while you're gone, even down to the sheets. So if your child's favorite character is Mickey Mouse, they will have Mickey Mouse on the bed. Nice. Mickey Mouse sheets on the bed. So, and you can have something on the door that triggers it so they see it when they get to the door, or it can be a surprise. So, but there's all sorts of things that they can help you do.
I mean, do you have to, and you mentioned the how deep your pockets are. I mean, would you characterize the things that Disney offers as, I mean, are there options that are inexpensive or reasonably priced, or is everything like, you're going to be spending, hundreds of dollars? I mean, I'm sure, and trust me, I know you can spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, but, what kind of a price range are we looking at? Are there options that are on the lower end, or do they tend to scale up very, very quickly?
It really depends. They have a starting point, and then from there, like if you look at in-room decorations, a lot of time that starts around $300. But depending on what you want to do in the room, you can take that and then customize it to what you really want. Maybe you don't want some of the things they have in there, so you can take those out, add other things. So it really is flexible. I can tell you from this being Allie's senior year, a photo session with a photographer is cheaper than doing senior pictures.
Really?
Yes, many, many people. I know many people that go down to Disney for senior pictures in the park.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. There you go for next year for Hannah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. They let you do 2 costume changes. So there's another special event you can do. You get
totally
to go in,
this.
Especially in Epcot. You can go in beforehand in the countries and do that. But you can go in really, really early and do it in front of the castle too.
Wow.
And it is cheaper, at least for where I live. It's a lot cheaper because sitting fees around here are $350. And then with like, you have to purchase $400 worth of pictures. Wow. Much cheaper. And you get
$750 for photos.
Yep.
I'd rather not know what she looks like. I'd rather forget. It's cheaper.
Who is that person?
Huh?
You're just going to use your iPhone?
I know. She could probably take 1,500 selfies and I would sort through them and.
Right. They might be better. No, actually, when I called about Allie, because we talked about doing it, it was going to be $200.
Wow.
Versus $700. And we'd have a disc with all the photos so we could pick and choose what we wanted. So that was not bad. Bad. Some of the other things they can help with. Sometimes depending on where you're going also will dictate the cost of what you're doing. If you're trying to do something special on a beach, you can reserve a portion of the beach. There is going to be a food cost with that. A lot of times you don't have a rental fee, but you have a food and beverage cost. But they'll have a section of the beach with a table and chairs and rose petals down or birthday celebrations up. And it's reserved just for you. And the catering has to come from Disney because you're on Disney property. But they will bring it in so you have something special. You can work with them. Sometimes they'll allow you to bring in something. Say, somebody's favorite thing is chocolate mousse from, I don't know where. They might let you do that. But you've got to hit their food and beverage minimum. We've done them before on the Grand. Have you been on there with me, Matt, when we did Fred's?
No.
Oh, that was Mike. I think it might have been Mike. Fred rented the yacht, and we went out, and we brought food and drinks, and we just went out for 30, 45 minutes. And had our own food on there.
What do you think are? Well, let's go with this because I know Annette, you have a lot of experience outside of your own engagement in terms of planning things. What are maybe are there like maybe 2 or 3 locations that stand out in your mind as like easy go to, maybe even inexpensive places that might be good choices if you're looking like maybe these are starting points at least for consideration.
Well, anytime you're trying to do a surprise. And you're wanting a photo of the surprise. If you just want the cheapest option, let me just tell you, I've recommended it over the years many, many times. If you want to do an engagement, you want to surprise somebody with a birthday celebration or something, best thing to do is do it at a character location where photo pass is already there.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, you already have it there. And I hate to stick on the engagement thing, but how cool is it to you take the one photo with Mickey and Minnie? And then the next thing you know, he's down on his knee, and Mickey and Minnie are doing expressions along with the soon-to-be fiance, Everybody's doing expressions in the photo, and it's very captive. If there's a way, guys or gals, whoever's doing the proposing, you let the photo pass the person know in advance, they're more apt to catch everything if you kind of give them a heads up.
That's a great tip.
Well, and that could happen anywhere in front of the castle. I mean, you kind of hate to. I know when my son was proposing, he did it on a cruise ship, and he was like, "What do I do, Mom?" I went, "In the middle of your formal photo, just do it. The cameraman's there. That's the only way you're going to have a photo." And it wasn't on a Disney ship, but you just think about places where somebody's already there.
What?
Yeah. there's one in every family.
I guess he's the black sheep.
No, he likes it. He just couldn't afford it, and Mom wasn't helping him. So, but another place is beaches. That one is pretty inexpensive. You can do it on your own. You can have Disney help you with that.
We had our engagement photo shoot on the beach of the Grand Floridian. We hired our own photographer outside. We just went to the resort, got out, walked around the beach. The photographer took photos of us and. And I see this all the time on the Boardwalk Resort. Also on the Boardwalk, people doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
was that nice. That was a camera motor. It's all digital now, but you get the idea.
It sounded actually like a 68 hatchback, but yeah, whatever.
Dieseling.
Yeah.
I really didn't make lots of, never mind.
right.
Carriage ride. The carriage ride is another inexpensive option.
Carriage ride, really?
Do the one with the champagne, and it's just the two of you there on a carriage ride.
She's talking about that the carriage could be romantic. Ride at Fort Wilderness.
Fort Wilderness,
not Cinderella's carriage.
No, I'm talking over at Fort Wilderness. No, now if you want to spend the big bucks, I'm sure you can, you know, borrow the wedding one.
My wife for an anniversary. It was a big hit. They love it.
Which carriage ride?
Not the Cinderella. And you can coordinate with the florist. I mean, you can get one of the popular options they told me about was they had an option where the driver would somewhere along the line be like, "Oh, there's something in the woods. I got to check it out," and disembark.
Yeah.
And there'd be a glass slipper or something that they could find, and then you could present it to her. But you can go crazy. I mean, you could have, you know, Mickey Mouse pop out, Grant, that's going to cost you a lot of money, but I mean, you have a lot of options.
The dwarves running through the woods with torches.
Oh my gosh!
I can't wait to help you plan that. Yeah. I think there should be a contest at reunion that we figure out what you do on the carriage ride that involves other characters and
replan
a Ness engagement. Yes.
Oh my gosh! Oh
yeah, call Tracy. See if he's coming.
Yeah, no, he's not.
We can have somebody stand in.
Oh, great. Now we're going to stand in. That scares me even more.
a stunt double.
But no, don't forget about the florist because it is a big part of your planning, and it can be some of the most amazing wow factor. I have to say, you know, after our engagement, we came back to the room, we opened the door, and the room was decorated. All romantic like, and it was really, I mean, really, really a nice touch because I really thought all the surprises were behind me, but yet there was still more.
Wow.
So that was pretty amazing. And you know, it does. I can't imagine. I've never done it for my kids, but I have a client I did it for, and I know she talked about it for years about how excited the kids were about asleep when they got to the room. Mm. And it was twins. And they get there, it's their 7th birthday, and they get there, and the room is all decorated. And, of course, mom and dad are completely scared that they're going to, like, sleep through the whole thing that they paid for. But, yeah, you open it up, and there's the Mickey and Minnie balloons that look like they're walking on the floor, and everything was decorated for them with the cake in the room waiting on them and plates and hats. And, you know, it made a big, you know, the parents loved it. They've got lots of pictures from it. The kids still talk about it, and they're now 12. So hard to top that one, though. Remember that when you do something special.
That's some good information there. And, of course, congratulations on your engagement. And I think it's definitely good starting points if you're looking to make a reality happen like that. If you're looking to make a special – and this is for engagements, honeymoon. It could be for anything. It could be like, you know, you just want to surprise someone.
Yeah, it could be for anything except for a wedding. Don't think that you can do one of these things and just show up in a bridal gown.
Yes.
They will shut that down. You've got to go through fairy tale weddings. But pretty much any other celebration you could do right here.
Very good. Well, of course, this episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by All Star Vacation Homes. And you know what? Nothing says special like a really nice vacation home. I mean, you know what? Staying in these vacation homes with the amenities they have, like, you know, having a movie room, a game room, full-size kitchen, your own private pool. Let me tell you something. It's the special gift that keeps on giving during your entire trip. In fact, many people argue that it's as much a destination to go back to your vacation home as it is to go to Disney World because it's just that much fun. And you really got to check out all the great houses that All Star Vacation Home has. They've got a wide assortment for every budget and group size. Really, there is no such thing as too big of a group for an All Star Vacation Home because they can really accommodate you. Check them out right now at allstarvacationhomes.com. For Lentesta, Mike Scopa, Mike Newell, and the fabulous Annette Owens, I'm Matt Hotchford. We'll see you on the next show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.